It's Monday, November 10th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Blazin.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
It's going to be someone's first time listening to this.
Hey, this is Anthony. No, I act like you today.
I love video games. Games are so cool, man.
Yeah, that's
spot on.
That's pretty good.
I like that. Welcome to this week's episode of Three Nerds in the Basement. You know what we do here. We talk about stuff that interests us and generally all the coolest things in the world.
And if that happens to interest you too, all the better.
If this is your first time listening, then we welcome you aboard. Otherwise, to all the regulars, thanks for sticking by. There's no big review this week. Nothing really of note. And that's it. I got nothing else to say.
We got picks. We got weeks.
It's the usual rundown of things. Blaven, you just came from work. How are you doing today, this week?
My feet are tired.
Yeah.
You need better shoes, man.
You need better shoes. Or just get some insoles.
Yeah, I might do that.
Some Dr. Scholl's.
Or just get shoes with, like, really, really thick rubber soles.
To absorb
impact.
What about you cuff my legs? Just stump it up.
Let's go to Mark Works Warehouse.
Stump it out!
This episode brought to you by Mark's Work Warehouse.
Oh.
We're sponsored. BT Dubs.
It's not even close.
Our footwear for the official footwear
sitting in a chair and talking about video games.
Yeah, okay. Anthony, have you been okay?
I've been good. Yeah? Fantastic.
Yeah, how was your week?
It was great.
Oh, I bet it was.
I won a bunch of stuff.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I want to believe you.
I did.
But I don't.
Okay.
And how about you, TJ? Playing Final Fantasy IX? Yeah, totally. Cool. Awesome. Sweet. All right. So it sounds like everybody here is having a gay old time.
I thought you were going to say it, and then you said it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
I was hesitating on it, and I'm like, there's got to be a different version of this saying. And I didn't want to stall, so that just came out.
We're the Flintstones.
Huh. All right, then. So, picks of the week time. Anthony, go first.
The first one is an article I saw on Giant Bomb, written by Patrick Klepek. It's called Press X to Feel.
Okay, before you continue, any ideas what this is, Blaven? No, like, do you have any clue what this is?
It's probably, like, one of those, like, you know those games, like Heavy Rain, where you have to press X right at the right time?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you somebody says something, and you have to press X to elicit the proper emotion.
It's true. So
actually?
Yeah. So
what?
So he talked about, Patrick Klepek talks about in this article, recently in Advanced Warfare, there is a scene where you are visiting a funeral, and a button prompt shows up that says, press X to pay respects. And people thought it was like super ridiculous, because it is. And he talks about how video games have trouble showing emotional player interaction with emotional situations.
Mm.
There was another example in this game, Homeland, on last gen. It had a button prompt to jump into a mass grave. It said press X to jump into a mass grave. And then you jumped into a mass grave.
What's a mass grave?
Like, it's what it sounds like. It's a mass grave. Like, they just have a big hole and just chuck bodies into it. Instead of, like, having their own separate funerals, like, during war times and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so, he talks about how, like, he doesn't really, like, show anything to fix it, because he's not a developer. He's just, he's saying it from a journalist perspective, and how kind of ridiculous all that seems. And it's just a pretty interesting article.
What did it teach you?
It taught me that video games are very clunky still when you try to have player interaction with something that's supposed to resonate with you emotionally.
Right.
Like, they can do that with cutscenes, no problem, because there's movies and stuff, and that kind of art form's already been done. But involving a person who can take all these different actions and do all this stuff, and they kind of try and bottleneck you with button prompts, but it's just kind of hard to take that seriously when you just see a big sign that says press X to pray for your bro, pretty much.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that was it. That was just a really interesting article. And then my other pick is that at Nintendo Direct, they finally announced Zelda Majora's Mask Remake.
Oh, man. Money 3DS. Train!
Woo woo!
Choo choo!
And, I'm so excited. It comes out next year, and they also announced, like, a like a special edition version of it that comes with like a steel book. I think it comes with a soundtrack and it has like a double sided poster and some other stuff. But does anybody here like Majora's Mask?
Yeah.
Other than me?
Yeah.
I like it. I don't think it's the best Zelda game. Okay. Like, I think it's a great game. I just...
Okay. Zelda game. I think it's the best Zelda game.
Okay. Yeah, you know what my favorite Zelda game is, though. You know
Zelda
bro.
2?
You know, bro.
For the NES?
You know, bro.
What?
Bro.
Twilight Princess.
Bruh.
Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, oh, I'm super excited. And the moon looks, like, extra creepy. So yeah, they did like a bunch of new modeling. It's not just like an up-res. It seems like they have a lot of new models and stuff.
I think it's the same tech they used for Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, right? Like for Ocarina of Time. So yeah, finally, the superior Zelda has come out on the 3DS.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just going to fire shots. That's all I wanted to do.
Yeah, but you're not going to elicit anything out of me or Vince.
No, to the listeners. I want some guy at home to be drinking like his coffee, and then he hears that, and he's like, what? And he has to go on the phone, he's going like NeoGAF and like write about it.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I think the only people who care are the people who think Majora's Mask is the best Zelda.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like this own little argument you guys have within yourselves. Like, it is the best Zelda.
Man, it's funny.
No, it is the best Zelda.
It's the dark Zelda everybody wanted, but nobody played it.
Just a tangent off of that, or not tangent off it, but
to add on to it?
Related to that point. Majora's Mask, yeah, great, cool. But the real big announcement was codename Steam. It's coming out same quarter.
I still have no clue what that game is.
It's from the makers of Advance Wars and Fire Emblem.
Oh, that was announced a long time ago.
Yeah. It's the one that looks like Valkyria Chronicles.
But steampunk?
Yeah. With aliens.
Oh, yeah, true.
Man, I love Advance Wars.
Advance Wars is a great game.
They were very good.
Yes. I know who your favorite was in that game.
Who?
Sammy.
Who's Sammy?
The girl who's good with the infantry.
No. My favorite was the one who got tanks really fast. Or, like, who was really good with tanks.
Max? The big dude?
Yeah.
The buff dude?
Yeah.
What?
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
Because all I do is rush to the big tank. And then... that's my only strategy. They're like, oh, you build air fighters, huh? Mm.
Tank me!
Tank me! I need more tanks!
Wow.
My favorite is also the girl from the Yellow Comet, Sonja. She's the daughter of the Emperor. She could always see far.
Oh, yeah.
She's my favorite. Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
That was all about Max.
I know yours was.
Oh.
It's the most weeaboo character.
Oh, tell me.
I don't know which one it is the most weeaboo character. I don't think they have a weeaboo girl.
No.
They have a little, like boy. What is it?
Yeah, but I don't like little boys.
Yeah, exactly.
That sentence.
Anthony's the best, though. Tank me! Fighter jets tank substance!
If I keep pumping out tanks, I won't lose.
Cap City's tanks!
Can you Cap City's tanks? I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure you need a dude.
I think I always lost because the only infantry I would ever have is the infantry you start with.
Oh, you'd never upgrade?
I would never upgrade. I would just rush tanks.
How are you so bad at these games?
I can't cross his body of water.
Tanks! I'll make a bridge of tanks. I'll just drive him into the ocean.
DJ Zima thinks it's
Yeah, see?
It's just...
You broke his concentration, and he's having headphones on.
Anthony's save file just throw all squares possible are tanks. They're all running out of fuel in the front. They just sit there and idle.
They're just chilling, yeah.
You know how remember how you had that formation? It's like APC. No, tank, APC, like artillery. You're just
tank.
Small tank, big tank.
Bigger tank, biggest tank. Oh, man, and then the later games, they introduced the upgraded tank that was like a ball.
Yeah.
I just built that only.
The Neo Tanks.
Was that like for the future game? Like,
yeah, the future games. Yeah, it had like four legs.
Yeah.
I never would have thought Anthony would do that, actually. I was surprised.
To be fair, I didn't think he'd like Advance Wars.
Yeah.
Yo, those tanks are awesome!
Remember how ghetto the multiplayer was? End your turn, it's like... Don't let the other player press A, and it's like, I'll just press A before I give it to you. So that's where your dudes are. Here you go. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, the single card. Yeah,
yeah,
off.
Yeah, the screen will go black, and it'll just be like, press A for the blue moon guy. And you're like, fuck that. That's where your dudes are. Here you go.
Click, click.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Trust system. Doesn't work.
Oh, Game Boy Advance, man.
Oh, best the good system. Old days. Best system. Not backlit, so I had to go outside and be like, man, no, this is tough.
All about that SP.
The DS Advance War got me through my second year marketing classes.
Wow. Really? Yeah,
because me and my friend would just play Advance Wars during
class. Like battle each other?
Yeah, or? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You win all the time?
No, what? I just build tanks.
Wow.
I didn't just build bombers that Anthony can't do shit. You're like, oh, my tanks.
I did win one time because 3 matches in a row I only built tanks. And then he was like, there's no way he's just building tanks again. And then I built tanks and I steamrolled them.
Oh, tanks! That's actually the highlight of my week. Just Anthony and Tankland.
Alright.
Me and Max. All fun. No games.
Mm. Cool. Okay, then.
Those are my picks.
Awesome.
Mad stuff going on.
Yeah. I don't even know what your picks were anymore. All I know is tanks.
Tanks! How haven't I not played Tanks yet?
How have you not played World of Tanks?
Oh, how have I not played World of Tanks?
You guys want to know something?
What?
My mom's friend from back home in the Philippines, her daughter works on World of Tanks.
Oh, wow.
She went to, like, all these conventions. I'm like, holy crap, she legit works for World of Tanks.
Yo, tell her to get me some, like, World of Tanks prepaid cards.
So you guys want to start playing World of Tanks?
Yeah, let's start playing World of Tanks. We got an insight on this.
What is it about?
It's just, like, I think it's,
it's
like,
not just tank battles.
It seems like it's just tank battles. Like, it's like you have a tank, and you and your...
I can't...
You all have tanks, and then all the other guys have tanks, and then you guys go across
tank land
and tank land, and you go up hills and shit, and you shoot other tanks.
Only, I think it's, like, really historically accurate, like, the type of tanks they put in.
So these tanks are not, like, these tanks are not, like, you know, anthropomorphic tanks that talk to each other and be like, nice muzzle there, bro.
No. They're, like, 5 different versions of the same tank, and...
It's like, oh, this is the second version of this German tank.
This is the one modified
for treads or whatever.
For the Sahara Desert.
Yeah. There's World of Tank tournaments on Twitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to start playing World of Tanks.
I downloaded it for my Xbox and then I just never played it.
Yo, whatever,
it.
PC.
I don't have a PC capable of playing World of Tanks.
The tanks being high res.
Is it free to play?
Yeah.
Yo, we should all go see Fury. That movie about
the... You know, a part of me does want to see that movie.
Right, it's a movie about a tank. Actual tank.
I surprisingly don't want to see that movie.
What? It looks like a serious version of Inglourious Basterds.
I think that's why. Because
Brad Pitt is basically...
Yeah.
I think that's why I don't want to see it.
Yeah, but it's...
But it has
tank the movie.
I don't care
the beef. Oh my god, guys. Did you guys see that Shia LaBeouf is a cannibal?
Yes.
Did you see him? Did you see the stage version of it? Where they did it in front of an orchestra and everything?
I watched like 30 seconds of it, then I shut it off.
You gotta watch the whole
thing. Oh my god, it's amazing. But he's right behind you, Shia LaBeouf.
He's gonna kill you.
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they started singing about Shia LaBeouf, and I was like, yeah, I'm out. And then
that guy went sort of crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a beard now.
Yeah, he's got a beard.
He knows how to tell a story.
He sure does.
I saw him on, I don't know if it was like Jimmy Kimmel or something?
Yeah.
It was something about himself getting arrested for slapping someone's ass or something.
Oh.
Oh, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. He was in New York or something?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah. The beef. La Beef.
I want to go see John Wick.
You should go.
We'll be right behind you, man.
No, you won't.
We'll be like Shia LaBeouf right behind you.
No, I'll support Keanu Reeves through whatever he wants.
Oh, man, I love Keanu Reeves.
I went to go see...
Man of Tai Chi?
I went to go see 47 Ronin by myself.
And was it worth it?
It was empty, that theater! But I like that movie. That movie's fun.
Yeah, it's like...
it was me and, like, 2 other people. And I think it was a couple. So.
Wow. You were third wheel?
I was third wheel in a whole movie theater.
Wow. Congratulations.
It was worth it, though.
Okay. So, anyways, my pick of the week.
Is it about tanks?
No, not really. Damn. But it is about fighting. So, you guys know what the biggest anime sensation is?
Anime sensation?
Yeah.
Like Sailor Moon?
Takes over the world currently. That's brand new. Not brand new. Maybe came out last year.
Dragon Ball Kai?
Close enough. Attack on Titan. Well, they're collaborating with the biggest comic team. Marvel?
Vertigo.
Nope. Marvel. I think Marvel have announced they're going to have a Marvel crossover with Attack on Titan.
Okay, so how's this going to work?
I don't know.
Like, they haven't announced, like, story beats or anything, or...
I don't know. I know
there's... Wolverine vs. them!
I don't know.
He'd win.
The single panel they've drawn as Spider-Man in the center of Mikasa and Eren.
Huh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah, because the maneuver gear and then Spider-Man Mikasa and swings. Eren.
Isn't it the two titans?
What?
No, the people.
People.
Oh, they have that? There's a picture like that?
Yeah. Where Spidey's in the middle?
I thought it was he was being chased by two titans.
Oh, maybe he's being chased, but I could have swore I saw Mikasa in the background.
Oh.
Everyone, to your phones.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. So this is gonna happen. No details. I don't know if I'm excited. I don't know if I care. But hey, it's happening.
It looks cool. I just don't know if I'm gonna read it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I never finished Attack on Titan.
The
anime.
Oh. Yeah. Did you even like it?
It is okay.
Okay.
But, like, I felt like I was obligated to watch it.
Because it was, like, hype?
Because you wanted those.
It's, like, just, like, super mad hype train. Like, that was the same thing with, like, was it Madoka?
Mm.
And, like, I watched, like, half of Madoka, and I was, like, okay. And I stopped watching it. But I always feel it's, like, there's, like, guilt because I didn't finish it or something.
No. 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 You're just a true hipster, bro.
True. True.
If there's general hype behind it, you're gonna give up on it.
Probably.
I get that.
Yeah, yo, sure. Watch Samurai Flamenco.
People, no, no, I know I don't need to watch that.
Do it, it's
no,
good.
No, no, no. I've watched enough to know that I know why you like it, and I'm surprised at why you like it.
What? We'll talk later.
We'll
talk later.
I'm surprised you like that and shit on Ava for being so stupid.
Ava takes herself so seriously.
I caught you. No.
That's why.
No, no.
Because it takes itself so
But Flamenco is like, oh, listen, you want to know what stupid could be like? We'll show you what stupid
is. Yeah, because they just take their stupid flag and they fly it and they're proud of it.
No, they're
not.
They
don't try and hide behind serious.
No, no, but they don't do it. Garbage. They don't do it in a fun way. They're like, we're just going to do it because we can be dumber. We can totally be dumber than
this. Yeah, this is like the same thing with Gurren Lagann. It's like, yo, we can be dumber. Look, we're throwing galaxies at each other. Look how dumb we can be.
No, but it's different because it doesn't start out that way.
Oh, snap.
And neither does Flamenco.
Oh, damn.
It starts out very slow. Like, it starts out very, like, simple. Like, slice of life.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, people. It's not very good.
Oh.
It's great.
Like, the animation is kind of whatever.
Oh.
And it is a slice of life that's going nowhere. And there is no plot.
I wish I could, like, audio my head shakes. Like, disappointment.
I don't know. Who else do you know has seen that anime?
A couple of my friends have seen it.
And what do they say?
They say it's awesome.
No, it's fucking stupid. It's ridiculous.
They say it's great.
And I can't believe you said if you like tokusatsu to watch this.
Yes!
No, no. No, it's pretty dumb.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Oh, are we done?
Are we done?
Are we still fighting?
No. We're still fighting? No? Okay.
I think we're done.
So, Vince, Winar.
What? Why?
Winar.
You're Round siding one. With the leader.
No, it's just because he keeps talking. Brownie stop talking.
I was politely letting him talk, and then we finish.
You got no argument.
It's better. And Eve's stupid, because they're just being confusing, even like, they're like, oh, we're so serious. We gotta want to have this serious story, but we're going to add all these dumb fucking story twists that are stupid.
Oh, then, I'm not saying that Eva's redeemed for that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, they're equal levels of dumb, and I can't believe you're siding with one of them.
I like this dumb because they own their dumbness.
But
whereas in Eva, they like, they're like, oh no, we have to be this serious moody thing, but we're gonna slip in these like really dumb things in it.
Okay, I'll admit, I haven't seen to the end, so maybe
okay.
It could change.
Okay.
But I don't think so. I don't, and I, but look on your face, it doesn't look like it changes its
fantastic
mood.
Series.
No.
Super good.
But we've also established that you like a lot of crappy shit, so.
I love good shows.
You just talked this past 2 weeks about Kongo Boncho.
Yeah, and I said it's bad.
You guys just proved my point.
You guys are the best.
That was an actual bad one.
You guys are the
and
best.
Samurai Flamenco's an actual bad one.
That
it's okay,
was an actual
it's
good
okay
one.
To like bad things.
It's good. It's fantastic.
It's okay. I won't judge you for
you
it.
You watch it?
I'm halfway through it.
It's fantastic.
And you think it's bad?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I think it's totally stupid.
It's so good.
I don't know what to trust. You both have such polarizing opinions.
Yeah, probably.
That's why this podcast works.
Yeah.
You're a middle ground, Blavin.
No, I think it's...
You haven't even watched it.
I know. I'm just messing.
I think you're like on another corner.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the fourth? Is TJ the fourth
it
corner?
And totally not even understand what's going on.
Is TJ in a fourth corner of our square?
Nice. Yeah, sure. Why not?
He just doesn't care enough to talk about it at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, no, then he's the epicenter of the triangle.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Got it.
Right? Fuck you guys.
Fuck your corners.
Look at all the space I have in the middle. You guys are surrounded by walls. I have the infinite area. All right, Blake, what's your pick of the week?
So my pick of the week is a new first-person shooter from, I think it's Blizzard, right?
I think so.
And it's called Overwatch.
Mm.
So the only reason I know the word Overwatch is because in XCOM, you can set your units to say Overwatch so that when somebody moves in their line of sight, they shoot them.
Damn, they kill him.
I thought you were going to bring up some sort of magic-related...
No.
This is a game mechanic called Overwatch.
Yeah. So this one, basically, apparently it's a first-person shooter. So there's a trailer out, and it's two kids talking about how... I'm visiting a museum, and they talk about...
Oh, you only saw the cinematic trailer.
Oh, was there a gameplay trailer?
There's a gameplay trailer that shows all the classes.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So in the cinematic trailer, basically... the museum gets attacked by two bad guys, and two people from Overwatch come help them. A big gorilla, and obviously a girl I have a crush on because she has a British accent, and she giggles a lot. And
she's also wearing like a flight uniform bomber with the...
Yeah, and she has weird glasses.
Yeah.
And then they start to have a shootout.
Cool.
And then the kid stands up and helps the heroes, and shoots one of the bad guys, and then the girl goes... you should join even though you're so young, and it's totally weird for young people to join and be a hero and fight bad guys.
Yeah, I don't understand this trailer.
Right? She said, world can always use more heroes. What is that supposed to do? Inspire the kid to just get himself killed?
Yeah.
Because they don't look like they're shooting like blanks. They're actually shooting bullets.
I'm just waiting for the part where you tell me that like an American Army logo shows up and it's like, join the U.S. Army.
Yes.
Maybe.
So, yeah. What was the gameplay trailer like then?
It showed every single class
and showed what the gameplay looks like.
And is it cool?
It's very TF2.
Yeah, it's like Team Fortress 2.
I like it. What is it for? PC?
I'm assuming PC.
Master Race.
But I'm just going to go ahead and assume that the consoles as well, considering everything they're doing now probably will be on there.
Yeah.
So. But it's cool. They showed like a lot of the class. Like there's a lot more classes than I thought. And the way they structure it, it doesn't seem like... with both teams, each team has their own specific classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it looks like?
I don't, like, maybe? Because on Team Fortress 2, you're just red and blue of the same thing, right?
Yeah, and this one, it's like there's attackers and there's defenders, but they're all, they've made it so they're all different.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's like you can have multiple of the same class, or if you can only have one of the same class, like Evolve style. So. Yeah.
Interesting.
But a lot of the classes seem really cool. Like, there's that, the scout kind of girl who can rewind her time.
Yeah.
So she can kill someone, and if she's in the middle of, like, two other enemies, she can rewind time backwards. So she's safe. There's, like, a samurai dude who shoots a bow and arrow, and his bow and arrows can, like, bounce off stuff.
Yeah.
He can summon dragons.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's a bunch of different classes. Yeah. There's a pure melee class who has a shield he can put up at any time, and he can smack dudes with his hammer.
Oh, and yeah, but wouldn't his equivalent be the giant gorilla thing?
I guess there's, like, a different... maybe there's factions, then. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, some people seemed like they were, like, the good people, quote-unquote, by their character design, and other people seemed like they were, like, assassins and bad people.
Yeah, because there's, like, the arrow guy. Like, I guess he could be the sniper chick.
Yeah, true.
And if the arrow guy can run up walls, she has the grapple.
Yeah, she has the grapple hook like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Could be. Who knows?
Cool.
The class I liked is this girl, and she's basically in, like, a Robotech suit or a Macross suit, and she just jumps up and just missile spams you.
Oh, yeah, she does Robotech missiles.
That's awesome.
Out of, like, every single limb and shoulder pads.
And... yeah, and her normal gun's just a chain gun, so.
Sick.
I thought it was a rocket launcher.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, this sounds gonna be awesome.
This other guy, he's a robot, and he just transforms into a turret.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's pretty cool.
Nah. I still want that game for PS4 that they're releasing. It's done by this Japanese designer where you shoot paint, and then you make, like rows of paint.
Oh, Splatoon?
And you can jump into the paint.
They had more gameplay at the Nintendo Direct, so there's new trailers that you can
look at. It looks cool.
It's for the Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still like it. Just relax. Back down.
It looks okay.
Yeah.
Looks fine.
It looks like a game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, this Overwatch game, I think it looks cool.
We're all gonna play it?
if it's on the console we all own, sure.
If it's on a console, yes. If it's a, if it's PC only, then consider me out.
Like, I'll, okay, I'll probably play
no
it.
No problem. But... No problem. No problem.
But yeah, I think definitely it's going to be depend hugely on what the game feels like to play. If it feels like a Valve game, like Half-Life or TF2, which I don't think it will. It shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
But if it's, but if it's similar to that, then I'm out. I can't play Valve style games.
You said like it's too light. Or...
It's too light and it's too fast for me.
Okay.
Well, TF2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
like Unreal Tournament.
Unreal Tournament or even just regular Half-Life. Or,
so you use something heavy like Call of Duty or Titanfall.
Well, that's not super heavy, but yeah, I'd prefer something heavier.
Battlefield.
I feel you, Vince.
Yeah. Arma. You should get into Arma.
That's too Arma. Heavy. That's
dude. When are we gonna get a Steel Battalion controller?
Oh man.
One day, one of us has to get it.
Someone brought it to the Mohammed party once, and I played it.
Is it hard?
It was.
Did you fall over?
Yeah, that game's hard, man.
And I'm pretty sure you turned on the wipers, you told me.
Oh, yeah, I turned on the wipers by accident. There's a button for everything. It's crazy.
It's cool, though.
Yeah. And then the Kinect one came out, and apparently that was really bad.
It was, but you didn't have to buy a $200 controller.
But if you did buy a $200 controller...
I just wish you could use that for other games.
No, man. It's all proprietary. I beat Soul Calibur with a Steel Battalion controller.
Any other picks of the week, guys?
Nope.
Anything else you want to put out there?
Wait, did you say your pick of the week?
Yeah, mine was Marvel and Mikasa.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Marvel Attack on Titan.
Marvel and Mikasa.
That just rolls off the tongue easier.
Marvel X Mikasa.
Yeah, that's a lot easier for me.
Mikasa.
Yeah.
Tsukasa.
Oh, this is a smaller one. So you guys know I like The Witcher.
Yeah.
The Witcher 3 is coming out. And counter to like everybody's other game plan, they released all their DLC, or they released their quote-unquote season pass information. Mm-hmm. They're like, guess what? You don't have to pay for it. It's free.
All the DLC's free?
So they said... We don't like this whole...
freemium?
They don't like the whole idea that developers are just planning so much DLC beforehand. So they're like, here are 16 pieces of DLC, all free after launch.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, so how very European of them.
Yeah. Very Eastern European.
But I want to pay for all my season passes.
Yeah, can I Patreon them? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. But yeah, I just think it's very interesting. And I think they specifically, like, quote Destiny's...
Oh,
that's why. Because that game sucks.
Yeah,
sick.
They quote their content distribution model as something they're not very fond
game
of.
Sick.
That's pretty cool. That's so, actually really cool.
I thought that was cool. I was like, oh, sweet. So when I buy this, I don't have to worry about
season passing.
Nice.
I just wish I had a better computer to finish The Witcher 2.
Dose?
Yeah. I still haven't even finished The Witcher 1, but
2 is good.
Yeah. I just my computer can't deal.
Yeah. I know. I played on the Xbox.
It was
alright.
I don't have that option.
It's alright. Okay, that's it. We're done.
Cool. Podcast over.
Sick.
Sweet. Let's move into phase 2.
What? Like the Marvel thing?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Alright, phase 2 is here. Outline your game plan, Blavin. What you been doing?
I've been doing actually quite a lot. So, Lies. First thing is, I finished season one of Maggie, or Magi. I think it's Maggie. I'm going to say Maggie Savoy, you know, like the soy sauce that we have.
Like Maggie in the first
piece. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I forgot. You hate Filipino things. Yep. Maggie, Spirit of the Labyrinth. So, this show is about a guy named Aladdin and Alibaba and their adventures throughout their world to secure... what is it? Mystical metal items.
We reviewed this a while ago too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this show is nothing like its first three episodes. So you think that they're going dungeon to dungeon to dungeon crawl, meet new people and get new items? No. The first season is all about the stupid civil war that's happening in Alibaba's hometown, which is super boring.
Mm-hmm.
The animation is really bad. Like, it's just not... The fights are just not interesting. And the story just overall is not interesting. The only saving grace about this story is that there's a character named Sinbad who has 7 metal items.
I like him.
When everybody only has one.
I like him.
He's like super strong, super funny, gets drunk all the time. He's a ladies' man. It's just the best. But everybody else kind of sucks. So, Yeah, for this show, I'm probably not going to continue on to season two. I found it pretty boring. But there is a spinoff about Sinbad, so I might just dive into that instead. Since it's wow, just all Sinbad, that's right?
Interesting.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that the whole Civil War thing and the thing that just their whole scope of their adventures were just... It paints this pretext of, you know, you going on adventures to all these different dungeons, but then you don't get any. So it's not really that fun. They don't really explain why the kid has a genie in his flute and why you can only see everything up until its head. They don't explain that. So, yeah.
Hmm. So after the first three episodes and you realized it wasn't like that, what kept you going?
I was doing the other part of my week. I was playing grinding on Borderlands, so I just kept it on.
Oh.
So while I was grinding, I was just watching. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And no, it didn't... Me grinding did not detract away, because when I was watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood while I was grinding, I couldn't grind because I stopped too many times to watch it. So.
You're like, whoa, something cool happened. What happened?
Yeah, exactly. So... And that's the other thing I've been doing. We're watching Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Show's still very, very good. I've been playing Borderlands. I finally got to the max build that I wanted. Shout out to GameFAQs. I posted up my legendary on there, and people were like, yo, let's trade. I didn't even expect it. I was just like, I have this for trade. Does anybody have this? Somebody, 2 minutes. They're like, yep, are you online? I said, yes, we're online. He just drops the item. I drop the item. We walk away. That's it.
It's pretty that's shady.
Yeah, right?
That's shady.
Ooh, shady.
But it's like PSO days.
Yeah, it's so crazy that you can just...
Can you still do the item dupes in...
Yeah, but I don't know how to do it, but...
Sort of battle?
Yeah, I gave him... I gave this guy a bunch of stuff and just spit out all our stuff again. And I'm like, he's like, I didn't even... All I needed was to actually physically have your item. And then you can have your original item back. I just duped it. I'm like, that's sick. Wow. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So I do K damage now. Instead of my damage actually being numbers, it just says a number and then K. Because I do, like, thousands upon thousands of damage. So it's pretty fun. And, you know, I still do my funny thing where I stop firing and see how much damage they do. And they do peanuts. So I'm pretty sure I'm awesome.
Is there you know, like, in there was Cromorax in Borderlands 1?
What is this, like the...
Like a super boss?
Yeah.
Is there a super boss?
Yeah, there's a couple. Oh, okay. There's one guy, you have to create a sign that says he's a dick, and he sees it from far away and then gets mad at you. And then there's a guy called Iwajira, so he's supposed to be a joke on Godzilla.
That's wow, pretty funny.
But I kill him so fast now anyway, so it doesn't even matter!
Literally fast. You get any pearlescent drops?
No, it's only up until orange in this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have orange drops, so... Woo! Pretty crazy.
You're making me want to play this game.
This game is so sick. It's so awesome.
But like...
The true Vault Hunter mode... Oh, did I talk about true Vault Hunter mode already?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just funny. And like, just everything about this game is just awesome.
Yeah.
So speaking of season passes, I have my season pass, and they updated Borderlands... And then somebody...
You already got your first piece of content?
No, see, it's supposed to come out this week. But somebody at Sony or wherever, like, or 2K messed up. And they accidentally released all the content you could get at the update coming up. Whoa. So they have one new playable character and the new game mode. Ultimate Vault Hunter mode, which is New Game +++.
Yeah.
But the new game, the Ultimate Vault Hunter mode name on the screen is just like willow.tree... ! !! Like, it's just not finished, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so then you can play it, but I didn't know what it was.
That's weird.
I still went in anyway.
That's
and they,
cool.
They released a new character. His name is Handsome Jack.
You can play as Handsome
you
Jack?
You can play as not Handsome Jack, but his doppelganger. And when they talk to each other, it's funny. Because he's like, you look just like me, devastatingly handsome. And then he talks to other people, but he doesn't have the memories of Jack. So when he talks to people, they don't know... They act like they know him, but he doesn't know them. It's so funny. The dialogue is hilarious.
Man, stop.
Yeah, so his
stop
skill...
Stop it.
Just buy the game.
So his skill tree is action skills that he summons other Digijacks to fight for him. So there's going to be up to 3 of you.
Okay.
His first skill tree is called Hero of the Story. You can upgrade your Digijacks so they're stronger. The other skill tree he has is called Free Enterprise. So basically, it gives you bonuses on how much money you pick up. And different types of manufacturer or what gun you have.
That's cool.
Depending on the gun you have, if you swap it, you get a bonus on the other gun that you're now currently holding.
Oh, cool.
So if I had a Jacob's pistol and I switched to another gun...
A Mawani SMG.
Yeah, or so if you had a Mawani SMG and you go to another pistol, that the pistol that you went to now, the current one, because you had a Mawani in your last hand, will give you extra elemental chance on the gun you have now. And it gives you extra power... depending on how empty your guns are. So it provides you with, like, shooting, empty out your gun, switch to the next one, empty out your gun, switch to the next one. Interesting. But his my favorite skill tree of his is the middle tree, which is called For the Greater Good. It focuses on you letting your Digijax die and keeping your allies in fight for your life longer. So the longer they're in fight for your life, the stronger you are.
Whoa.
And yeah, so that you just, like, one of the flavor text in his skills is just like, don't interrupt me while I'm ignoring you. And so basically another thing you can do in that is that, so there is this one skill that says you do 40% more damage to something that has 40% less health. And if you didn't damage this enemy currently, when you attack him for the first time, you have 40% more damage, extra damage. Meaning it's for kill stealing.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Oh, so when its life is below 4, do you do 40 more?
Yeah,
and
but...
And then if you didn't attack
if I haven't attacked them, I'll do extra 40 more.
Wow.
So I wait till they're small, then kill it.
That's cool.
That's a cool class idea.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, one of my favorite classes in Borderlands 2 was the...
Yeah.
The, was it the Psycho?
Yeah.
Like, you could play as one of the enemy guys.
Yeah.
But he has, like, a heart of gold, but he can't help but, like...
Be say stupid things,
people.
Yeah. So they also leaked the other classes coming out. It's called the Baroness. Her skill tree is that she can shoot out, or her action skills, she can shoot out this ice shard that can, like, follow and track enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So she's focused on sniper rifles, her one tree. So it gets, the farther you are, the more damage you do and stuff like that. It has sniper rifle stuff. But her awesome class skill is that you can offer a contract to another player character. And if they accept the contract, they become your slave and you become their master. And they take damage for you instead of yourself.
Also, when you take damage, they take damage?
No, when they take you take damage. Yeah, they take damage.
That's fun.
You can slap them so that they get stronger. It's pretty sick.
Whoa. Yeah. I want to be the Baroness.
Yeah, these classes are pretty fun. So, and I told you about Claptrap. He just asked you for high fives
and
stuff.
And you say no.
Like, yeah, so they're pretty cool. But those skill trees are very player character oriented, so like you need to have another player with you to really make them work. But yeah, they're actually really, really fun. But there's nothing better than my deeps, so. Deeps.
So, are you gonna go buy this now, Anthony?
I don't know.
It's really good.
I'm gonna go back and play Borderlands 2.
No, don't.
Because I didn't finish any of the deals, like the DLC I bought. Like, I wanna finish, like, the Dungeons and Dragons stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
It's really, really good.
And then if I'm way into it before, before my want wanes, I'll just buy this one, maybe. We'll see. Because I remember being very bored of Borderlands 2. But Blavin makes it sound... You're a good pitch man for Borderlands.
No, like, I tell you the truth. I played Borderlands 2 and I stopped playing because I was bored.
Yeah.
But this one was just so... I thought it was so good.
Okay.
Like, all the new stuff they have, like cryo weapons, like slam stuff, it's just fun. So,
uh-huh.
I also beat a lot of people in PvP. I didn't expect myself to be good at it.
Well, if you're doing enough damage to where when you stop
shooting...
No,
that's not it. So, it turns out that... remember that thing when I did the trade?
Yeah.
So, somebody gave me, like, an overcharge on my skills. So I'm only supposed to have my action skill out, which is a shield that absorbs damage, for only 6 seconds max.
Mm-hmm.
But I have it out for 11.
Oh, nice.
So I just sit there, and people don't notice that I have my shield out. And then I just OHKO them when I shoot it back at them. And it's homing, too. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever get hex-edited weapons in Borderlands 1?
No, I never got those.
Someone gave me that. They just, like... They're like, hey, you, come over here. And there's like, blah, I just barfed out a bunch of hacked weapons. And I was like, one, like, that's the only reason I beat the Mad Moxie's DLC. It's because I had this pistol that one-shot everything. And it had all four elements on it.
But yeah, this game's pretty fun. And another cool thing I thought about the sniper class is that when her final skill in her sniper tree was... there's a roulette when you shoot. And whatever you shoot through in the roulette, it does that elemental damage.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds weird.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Hmm.
So yeah, they're making some pretty cool skills. And so it's really fun. So definitely worth a check out. I guess the only problem I have with the game is that every time you start a new character, you have to start from the beginning again. It's just kind of boring. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
That's expected.
Yeah. And yeah, I also bought Bioshock Infinite. They released a complete edition with all the DLC.
Mm.
So I'm hoping to get through all of that. And yeah. That game's just weird because I didn't expect to click in the right stick to zoom and triangle the melee. So I'm used to right stick melee, you know. R1 zoom.
That's
so.
That's Halo controls. That's like old school Halo controls, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Halo's coming out. Guys excited, Master Chief?
Not really.
Meh.
Ugh, you guys are awful.
I kind of want to
play... Because you like Halo.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't it funny? That's the joke.
I kind of want to play the Halo 2 multiplayer, but, like, I'm not going to pay full price for games I've already played.
Yeah. You've played all of them?
Yeah. Well, I played up to... I finished 3, and then after 3, I haven't played the other ones. Like, I haven't played ODST, I haven't played 4.
Well, ODST isn't in the box.
No, yeah, I know. So.
And neither is the best one, so...
I just go in Blood Gulch, and I get on the side where there's that glitched piece of geometry, and you go up to the top of the cliff, and you just snipe people.
I wonder if they're going to include that.
Maybe. Hmm. I heard the pistol's still OP.
For Halo 1.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Should be.
And the shotgun, too, because it's just a sniper rifle?
Yeah, it should be. But yeah, I don't know. It's Halo. I'm sure it'll be great.
Yep. It's
cool. You've been selling that to all your customers? And like, yo, buy this Halo.
No,
this Halo game, man.
It basically sells itself. They're like, yo, you're the Master Chief Edition! I'm like, it's tomorrow. Or Tuesday, sorry. Like, Master Chief!
I didn't realize their fan base was still so huge.
They walk away saying Master Chief. Like, wow. Master Chief! No, they don't do that. Wow. I do that.
You don't do that.
I don't do that either.
You should.
No, I just yell out Kingdom Hearts. So cool.
2.5.
Oh, weep me! Weep me!
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's been my week. Very, very tame.
Hmm. Cool. My week is filled with the animated feature series.
Yeah.
Watch Star Wars Rebels.
What? What? Yeah. That's not... Is it made by Japanese people?
No. Watch Star Wars Rebels, made by Disney.
Obi-Wan Kun!
I wish. This is the new Star Wars CG flick. Or not flick, television series. Takes place in between episodes 3 and 4.
So it's like official canon?
Yes. So it's the one before A New Hope and after... Is it Revenge of the Sith? That's number 3, right?
I don't know. 3,
yeah.
Episode 3? I never watched episode 3.
So, basically, the plot is this. Aladdin is in the market, you know, when he's looking down, right? Mm-hmm. And he sees Jasmine? That didn't happen. He saw a heist go down, he got involved, and then he took off with the crew. And the crew just happened to be the Firefly crew.
Okay.
And that is Star Wars Rebels.
So like 10 out of 10, 5 out of 5?
It's weird. It's like, I love the crew, it's cool. Like, and it's stupid too, because you could tell someone was like, I want to make that type of show. And I'm going to make that type of show.
I just want to make that show.
And then they're like, fuck, this is Star Wars. Shit. We didn't write in a Jedi. I know, let's make the captain the Jedi.
Yay!
And so he's a Jedi, and the Aladdin is the Padawan. And it's really fun. It's got a huge budget for a CG show, but I guess it's Disney and it's Star Wars, so you shouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. I just hate the kid archetype.
You hate kids?
Yeah, I know. And I think that's the one thing I've always hated about Star Wars. That there always has to be a master and a Padawan. And I've never liked the Padawan component. But I do like the fact that this is not a standard Star Wars type story.
Is it like adventure style? Like they're just going out to different planets?
No, we're taking jobs to keep on flying.
That wow.
Is literally.
It is actually Firefly.
Like the second episode, it's like. They talk to their captain. He's like, listen, we're out of resources. We need money. We need funds. He's like, don't worry. I got a job lined up.
Do they have, like, a space hooker?
No, they don't. They don't. But they do spend a lot of time on the ship. Their cast is not as extensive. But they do have, like, the big normal archetypes, like the pilot / mechanic, guns, explosives expert, the big muscle, and then, of course, your witty captain.
Of course.
Only he's a Jedi, so every time, like, when you first meet him, you're like, oh yeah, that's Han Solo, that's Star-Lord, that's Malcolm Reynolds, but then he's like, I'm also a Jedi, and then he suddenly switches and becomes, I'm a Jedi, I'm spiritual, I use the Force, and it's kind of annoying.
I'd like that kind of, like, the Han Solo, the whatever, Guardians of the Galaxy style captain archetype, but he had powers, and he's like, yeah, I got powers, and he's just... uses them inappropriately.
No, it's not like that. He's very much like when Qui-Gon, like any Jedi Master is.
Who's Qui-Gon Jinn again?
Liam Neeson.
Oh. Which one was Sam Jackson?
Mace Windu.
Okay.
Oh my god. Die.
Yeah. Yeah. Die. And also, he's voiced by Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Why not?
Where's Shannon Elizabeth at?
I have no idea. Wow. Really?
Yeah, man. Jeez. Yo, you hear about the new Star Wars guy? The Force Awakens.
The new Star Wars guy?
No, that's the new Star Wars
new name. Star Wars, comma, guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the end of it.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Sure. Force Awakens. Force Awakens. That's what I say in the morning every time.
So many penis jokes just coming. They're coming.
It's great. But yeah, Star Wars Rebels.
Give it a watch?
I don't know. I mean, if you like Star Wars, I don't know if you like this. It doesn't feel like Star Wars.
You like Firefly?
Yeah, but then you'll be like, I hate this kid.
If you like the kid?
If you like Aladdin, but, you'll be like, ah, but there's no Jasmine and there's no funny monkey. So
you need the funny monkey. You can't have it without the funny monkey.
I don't know. It feels like a whole amalgamation of ideas that should work together, but they don't quite mesh well. I would love to see the show 3 years from now when the kid is old enough to be a Jedi Master.
Hmm.
Right in.
And they're all still taking jobs to keep the thing flying. That's what I can't wait
for. I see.
Okay, but time for my weeaboo section. I did watch anime this one, or week.
Okay.
I watched Terraformers. You guys hear about this?
Yes.
No.
No, yes.
No, no. No.
I said no. I stick by my no.
All right. Can you guess what it's about?
It's about Transformers who terraform planet.
No.
I was going to say something about terraforming planets.
Okay, yeah. Pretty close, yeah.
Okay.
They terraform Mars.
Cool.
Who? Transformers?
People.
Oh, people.
Get it?
They terra- there's no Transformers.
Terra 4 Mars.
Oh.
Oh.
Cool.
Yeah, no. So, basically the story goes, in our current generation, there is a virus that kills people.
Okay.
It's very, very rare. Okay. And it's from space.
Space AIDS.
Pretty cool. Oh, wait, no, no, no. I think, okay, no. The story goes, current generation, we are seeing that we're going to run out of resources soon, so we are thinking about terraforming Mars for the future.
Okay.
So they send over two species to Mars. A genetically modified version of algae and a genetically modified cockroach, because cockroaches are...
They live forever.
Yeah, and they can withstand anything. So they send them there to cultivate the planet, and hopefully it'll create a habitable version... yeah.
Do they send one cockroach?
No, no, no. Sound like millions.
Oh, okay.
And millions versions of algae. They just... I don't know how they do it. I think they just launch it all together.
Whoosh! Hope this happens.
And, yeah. They don't really explain that part. And then it goes... They skip 500 years. Evolution is taking place very fast, blah, blah, blah. But when they go back to Mars, and they come back to see, they're like, oh, it worked. Yes, there's water. There's, it looks like Earth. Only it's Mars.
Yeah.
And they come back, but they bring back a virus with them.
Oh, space
AIDS. And this is the virus that kills people, but it's very rare. It's a very, very rare virus, and there's no cure for it, but they've deduced that it's from Mars.
Is it contagious?
They haven't really specified that part.
Okay.
They just know that if you get it, you're dead.
Okay.
But they figure that they can find a cure if they can cultivate this virus, but they found out they can't cultivate the virus on Earth because it only needs the specific conditions of Mars.
Aww.
Which is weird. They're like, they said, the only way we can cultivate it on Earth is if we give it to a host. But if you give it to a host, the host is dead.
Someone is immune to it.
No one's immune to it.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, all right, well, we're going to go send people to Mars, some scientists, and we're going to check out this virus there and do some research there. Only they get there to Mars, and they're all killed.
Yay!
Because all those cockroaches that they sent 500 years ago have now evolved into giant humanoid warriors. They look like cavemen. Actually, they look like the Tick.
Okay.
That's creepy.
Only they're all black.
That's creepy.
And they carry huge rock clubs.
That's not as creepy, but that's still creepy.
And they're extremely violent. It's, the show is very gory. I would classify it as horror sci-fi.
Okay.
So there's a lot of very interesting ways that they kill each other. And it's, yeah.
So what's the point of the show?
They're just trying to find a cure.
Okay.
Wait, so, but you said they all died.
They don't send people there just once. They need to find a cure eventually, so they send more people there. But this time they've understood that people or the cockroaches have... You know how, like, when you watch, like, documentaries and you see, like, oh, insects, if they were scaled up and all their abilities were proportional, they'd be, like, superhuman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, yeah, these cockroaches are very fast. They are almost unstoppable because they got a hard shell and stuff. And the humans take that idea and they're like, we're going to do that with ourselves. So they start modifying their own bodies together with other insects on planet Earth or other plants. And that's where all their superpowers come into play.
That sounds bad, like a bad idea.
Yeah. And the way it plays... So basically, each character has been modified with another insect or animal, and they get their abilities scaled up to human size. So, like, I don't know. Have you guys ever heard of exploding ants?
No. What? I heard of fire ants.
They're called... I think they're called burst ants. And what happens is...
Of course.
They're very aggressive, and they're very strong... And when they attack, and they feel threatened that they can't win, there's a chemical inside their body that mixes, that they choose to mix, and it's suicide, and it causes their body to just explode into this hot poisonous liquid that will kill the invader.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. How spiteful.
So one of the characters has this ability. Only she has it modified where she can implant that into the enemy.
So she can mix it and then shoot it out.
Or just. Touch. Basically, all she has to do is touch. And then the enemy will just rupture inside and explode.
Is the downside is that she's, like, rogue, where she can't have any human interaction anymore? Or...
No, she can control it.
Oh, okay.
Because, okay, their powers aren't always active. They need a drug to activate their powers. And when they activate their powers, that's very... You guys remember Bloody Roar?
Yes!
It's like that.
Oh, yeah.
So they're half human, half of their insect sick. Flower thing.
Is this new?
Yes, it's new.
How many episodes?
7 of 13.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
It is very, very much like Attack on Titan, like that type of tone. Like, no one is safe. Everybody can die in a moment's instance.
Is it gory?
Very, very gory.
Hot.
Like, you're watching people... Like, yeah, they kill people in interesting... Like, there's a lot of decapitations, basically.
All right.
A lot of...
Seen it done.
Head crushing, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Is it as bad as something like Berserk?
It's very, very similar to Gantz.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow, okay. Damn.
Yeah, that's the closest thing people have compared it to, Gantz. Only not quite as good.
Oh, okay. Because Gantz is really good.
But Gantz is also very long.
It is very long.
Yeah, that's
very long. And it takes time to get there, whereas this has 13 episodes and they have somewhere to go.
Okay.
So gory.
So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. There is one thing that may turn you off. The battles, like the fights and stuff, every time they reveal a new insect and power, they're not won through force or I guess just regular fights. It's all won by fact. There's a narrator who comes into play, and he will just give you full-on exposition. Like, the show will cut, and it will go into you're watching National Geographic, and I'm going to teach you about the Huntsman Spider. I'm going to teach you about how it's the main predator of the cockroach. And he will tell you all about the Huntsman Spider, and then you will see the fight of the character who has the Huntsman Spider ability and kill
things. That seems awesome!
Huh.
Some people like it. Some people hate it. It depends on what you... I guess the type of storytelling you like more or not. I think it's really cool, but I can see it being very... there's no surprise.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because they take away that surprise. The other thing, too, is it's not a show that relies on... Like, the emotions for the show can feel a bit disjointed. Like, the show asks you to place your... It doesn't ask you to be, like, attached to these characters, but they do a lot of emphasis on character deaths and how they affect other of the cast members.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're used to that, then you'll know what that's like. And then I guess the only last thing I'll say is it's all very stereotypical. Like, the more anime or manga you have watched, the less this show probably will be enjoyable.
It's very trope-heavy?
I don't want to say it's trope-heavy, but it's very predictable.
Oh, okay.
Like, a lot of it, like, you can probably figure out why this character is going to do this and why this happened, because that's
anime.
Yes. Okay. But if you haven't watched anime, you're going to be like, wow, this is a collection of the greatest archetypes I've ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's that. And then, so they're on episode 7. There's also a simultaneously airing OVA to go along with this. There's 2 episodes in this OVA. The first one aired before the anime started. And the second one airs halfway through the airing of this anime. And it's, they're related. They're 2 different arcs of the same story. But they just take place 20 years apart. And the anime references a lot of things in this OVA. So that's just something to also take note of. But yeah, Terraformers. If you look up what the cockroaches look like in Terraformers, you're going to be like, they look goofy. They do not look scary. But yeah. That's it for my anime session. And
how did you even hear about this?
I was going to watch something else. Parasite.
Oh.
I was going to watch that.
The old one?
It's an old manga, but it's got a new anime.
Dude, that show's so sick.
Yeah.
No, I've read it all. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's
it's
what I've been hearing.
So. It's amazing. It's so sick.
But,
I didn't read Parasite?
Yeah,
man, that's just awesome.
But eventually, yeah. Oh, I walked into Terraformer because I'm like, well, I'll check this out.
They do look like the Tick.
Huh?
They do look like the Tick.
Yeah, but they're
just
black.
It's so funny.
Yeah. It's funny. But yeah, that was my week. Anthony, your week?
I finished Sunset Overdrive.
Right.
And it turns out that after the recording, I went home and I was on the last mission.
Was that just last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, no, like all my stuff from before still holds up. I think that game for me lasted longer than it might last some people, because I found the travel mechanics, like the grinding and all that, so fun that even when another point, like another, say like a story point was on the other side of the map, I would rather grind and jump and like use all that stuff instead of just fast traveling.
Oh.
So I went everywhere manually.
Wow.
So I think that might, like, I just had so much fun with that stuff that I would have rather did that than fast travel.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. And so I think that's maybe why it took me like 20 hours to beat. But like, I beat the story. I did all the side missions. I got every single collectible.
Whoa.
The only thing like, that I'm doing now is I'm doing the multiplayer side.
There's a multiplayer side?
So there is a multiplayer side. There you do, I think it's like Chaos Squad, I believe it's called, or something. So you join a party. It can be up to 8 people. And in the beginning, you all vote through 4 different challenges. So that you have, for challenge 1, you have 2 different choices, and then community votes, and then you do the challenge.
Yeah.
And as you do these challenges, it gets you upgrades. So you get more chaos points, you get more damage to traps, more damage to single shot weapons and stuff, if you're successful in the challenge. And then it all culminates to a big wave-based defense.
Oh.
Yeah. So then it's 8 people.
8?
Yeah.
Wow.
Going around this one base, stopping all the enemies from trying to steal your overcharge. And then the wave is stronger or weaker dependent on how well you did and what rewards you got from the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get an overall score. And then from that score, you get bonus stuff. You can get bonus cosmetics, bonus money, overcharge cans to buy different stuff. The one complaint I now have is that there is not nearly enough currency or overdrive to buy the stuff you would want in the game by the story's end. So like, I finished it, but I still have like 6 or 7 weapons that I just can't afford. And there's no real great way of like farming or gathering overcharge other than like hoping that you get a good multiplayer round or just time of killing certain enemies.
Wow.
Right? So like, there's a couple, like, I found one grinding spot kind of to level up my weapons, but you don't get a lot of overcharge. I think in like a half an hour I got like 5,000 overcharge.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the weapons I need costs 100,000 overcharge.
Oh.
So it's like not efficient for overdrive farming at all. So that's why I've been doing the multiplayer, but it's still really fun. But then I went to go see Big Hero 6. the new Disney Pixar movie.
Right. No spoilers.
No spoilers. I will not say any spoilers. If you've seen the trailer, you know it takes place in San Francisco.
Yep.
It is a mix between San Francisco and Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Hiro Yamada, has to save the world from a big, bad masked man.
From a villain.
From a villain. And so I watched this movie. I thought it was both great in story and visuals. So what I didn't know is that Pixar did a thing where... It's Disney Pixar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they did a thing where they had a... Their renderer was, like, in beta, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not even a completed render that this movie's worked off of.
Yeah.
They used a 55,000 core computer to render this whole movie.
Mm.
And, like, I guess for people who don't know the significance of that, like, if you have a good computer at home, your processor has 4 cores.
Yeah.
Like, single-digit 4. So this is 55,000.
Mm.
And it really shows, like, just in the way, just all the technical aspects, if you look at, like, different lighting, like, cloth movement, there's a lot of smoke, yeah. And, like, all that looks really great. And, like, just visually, it's, like, the best 3D animated movie I've, like, ever seen at this point in time.
Wow.
And then just through, they have a lot of interesting ideas with different powers for the main character and, like, stuff like that. And just, it's just an overall great film. Like, I thought it was fantastic, so. Like, without getting into spoilers, I can't really talk more unless you guys have, like, certain questions you want answered, but.
Nope.
But yeah, I'd recommend, highly recommend people go see this.
Is it, like, a Disney classic, would you say? Like, is it, like, one of your top Disney movies?
I really... It doesn't really have, like... I don't think it has, like, the makings of it. It's too different, I think, from, like, the typical Disney type of movie.
What's a typical Disney type of movie?
Like a princess type story or something like that. Like a Frozen or...
I don't think we've had that type of Disney movie for a while.
Yeah. But in my head, I guess that's because I grew up with that kind of stuff. That's what I equate to a classic, right?
All right, I'll ask you an easier question. Is it better than the Lego movie?
I think I have to rewatch. Like, in my head, like, coming just off of this and then also watching the Lego movie, like, they're pretty neck and neck.
Wow.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this movie.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I didn't know is that Big Hero 6 was actually a Marvel Comics series.
Yeah, but this movie's not based anything
on it. No, like, they take names and stuff and take ideas,
mm-hmm.
but it's not... I actually got a hand on a lot of the comics, so I'm going to start reading them. Because I like the movie so much, I want to know what the originals were like, or, like, what the remakes were like and stuff. So they had one in, like, I think it was the late 1980s or early 1990s.
Yeah.
And then they did another one in 2008. Just, like, another issue of that stuff. And it looks really cool, so, like, I'm gonna definitely read that. Because they're not long. They're, like, I think the 2008 one is, like, 5 issues, like...
It's like a mini-series?
Yeah, it's like a mini-series. So, like, it's really cool. Like, I really got into that whole...
Cool.
Just that world and stuff, so...
Cool.
It's, yeah, fantastic movie. Totally great.
Yep.
So, yeah. Cool. And then... Yeah, I didn't see it, but my parents saw Interstellar.
Mm.
They said it was really good. So I kind of want to go see that now, too.
Mm. So. Hearing very polarizing opinions on that one.
I've only heard good things, so... But yeah, that, like, other than, like, older stuff that I've already mentioned on the podcast, that's been pretty much my week in work, so...
Cool. Very cool. Anything else you guys want to mention before we get out of here?
No.
No.
Alright. Alright, audience, you know where to find us on the web. Google.com. Search field, 3 Nerds in a Basement. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always write in at tniib.letters@gmail.com.
Like us on Facebook.
You can do all that fun stuff. If you're listening on YouTube... Remember, just hit the show more info in the little description box below. You can find all the links if you want to just subscribe to the audio version, where sometimes there's different items than what you see here.
Bonus casts.
Yep, that's true. And likewise, for those who only have the audio version, always check out the YouTube version, because you might find something else there that you didn't hear on the audio side. But that's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. We will see you guys in 1 week's time. Otherwise, have a good one.
Bye-bye.